"I never talk shop," said Sir Henry modestly. "No, I never talk shop." Sir Henry Clithering had been until lately Commissioner of Scotland Yard. "I suppose there are a lot of murders and things that never are solved by the police," said Joyce Lompierre. "That is an admitted fact, I believe," said Mr. Petherick. "I wonder," said Raymond West, "what class of brain really succeeds best in unravelling a mystery. One always feels that the average police detective must be hampered by lack of imagination."
"That is the layman's point of view," said Sir Henry dryly.
"You really want a committee," said Joyce, smiling. "For psychology and imagination, go to the writer." She made an ironical bow to Raymond, but he remained serious. "The art of writing gives one an insight into human nature," he said gravely. "One sees perhaps motives that the ordinary person would pass by."
"I know, dear," said Miss Marple, "that your books are very clever, but do you think that people are really so unpleasant as you make them out to be?"
"My dear aunt," said Raymond gently, "keep your beliefs. Heaven forbid that I should in any way shatter them."
I mean," said Miss Marple, puckering her brow a little as she counted the stitches in her knitting, "that so many people seem to me not to be either bad or good, but simply, you know, very silly."
Mr. Petherick gave his dry little cough again.